Hi guys, and welcome to my podcast. I am the Inspired Coach, LaShonda. It has been a while since my last episode. So when I came back, I renamed my podcast to I Am the Inspired Coach, LaShonda. Before it was Less Talk, but I'm recently starting a life coaching business. So I changed the name of my podcast to reflect that. And it's called, my life coaching business is called Inspired By You Life Coach. And it's all about just inspiring each other to be better. I feel like inspiration is kind of like a two-way thing where you see my growth, you see me doing things that causes you to take action in a way that's positive. And so that's why I chose the name Inspired By You Life Coaching. Today I had something on my heart. I'm going to post this on my YouTube channel, guys. But if you see me, I got my little cap on and my little workout clothes. But it's fine. I was in the moment and I wanted to, you know, go ahead and record while it was on my heart. We've been in a pandemic for the past over 2 years. And some people have come out of this pandemic and have, quote unquote, leveled up. And I think that is awesome. And then some have just kind of been getting by, just trying to maintain, just trying to live. And I think that's okay, too. Like, I feel like those two things require a lot. And so I don't think that one is more admirable than the other, because just living a normal life takes a lot every day just, you know, to get through. So I think that's admirable for both. Those have leveled up and those are just getting through. Because some people didn't make it through. Some people caved in under the pressure, and it's understandable. And that's basically what I want to talk about today. I just feel like we have become a society that's really goal-driven. And I don't think anything is wrong with that. It's just sometimes the approach to people who are not quite there, or to people who just want to be, you know, what we consider just normal, everyday working people, their approach is a little bit harsh and brutal. I feel like people feel like, oh, well, you should be, if you ain't learned nothing in 2 years, or if you haven't leveled up, then you just wasted time. And for some people, just waking up in the morning, putting one foot in front of the other, just getting through the day is all they have. It's all they have. I mean, we are a world filled with diversity. And so all of us will never be the same. There's, you know, groups of people who are this and groups of people who are that, but we're all different. And so I think we have to stop putting that pressure on people saying, if you're not doing this, then you're not doing anything with your life. Because just living life and getting through day by day, that takes a lot of strength, courage, bravery, energy. For some people, that is all they have to give. And so I think we should be more accepting, empathetic, understanding, and not so judgmental. And I understand how you can get that way, because you feel like, oh, well, I'm putting in the work to become this, that, and a third. This person, why she ain't putting in the work, or why they ain't doing that? And for some, like I said, they just have enough to wake up in the morning and to just deal with a 9-to-5. And that's it, you know. And that's basically what was on my heart today. Because I think I'm feeling the pressure too. since I've started as a life coach, I have people coming at me from every angle. I do one-on-one coaching, and I like it because I feel like it's personal. Like, when you're dealing directly with one person, you're able to really get to know them, try to figure out what exactly is it that they need from me. I feel like when you start taking on large groups of people, you can't really personalize it. You know, it's a little bit more broader. And so I'm more in it to work with clients, like help save people one person at a time. You know, I don't mind having several clients at a time, but you know, when these people talk like, oh, you need to be a six-figure income coach, I can help you get there. Do these master classes, do these workbooks, do these courses. I mean, all that takes time, and I feel like that's the time that should be invested in the client, not trying to do all of this. You know, if I get there, then hey, kudos to me. But at this moment, I don't want to forget my purpose, and that is to help people live the best quality of life they can. That is my whole purpose. But what I was speaking on earlier about society putting pressure on people to elevate and to have their glow up or whatever you call it. It's like, you got to have this Instagram page. You got to be an influencer. You got to create all these reels, have all this content. And if you're working just to make a living, who has time to do that? Like, I'll be trying to figure out with everything I got going on, how do I squeeze that in? And I mean, right now, I do have a little bit more freedom because I just have one child left to graduate school. But still, I work a full-time job. I'm still a nurse full-time outside of starting my life coach business. And then just taking time to make content for the podcast and Instagram page, that is timely. Like, it's no just boom, 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 quick thing. You got to edit. You got to put the music. You got to post it. You know, it's so much to it. But I just want people, these everyday working ordinary people, I just want you to feel like it's okay to be that, and don't feel the pressure to be any more than what you are, because it is totally fine to be that. Like, we have kind of gotten away from that. Years ago, that's how life was. Just being an everyday ordinary person was okay. Having a small business was okay. But now, I don't know where we get this from, because I feel like we're missing out on what's important, like values and the core things. You know, so busy putting all this fluff and stuff out there that you kind of really missing the real meaning, you know, of relationships and the reason why we're doing it. I mean, you know, money is good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but money is not everything, guys. Money is not everything. Like, money don't necessarily make you happy. I mean, whatever problems you had before, even if you got the money, them problems still going to be there. So we need to stop acting like having more money and this, that, and the third is going to fix all your problems. No, there's still things at the core that have to be fixed. Money just don't fix that. So we need to kind of get away from being a society that's just focused on money. And I don't think there's anything wrong with setting goals, having goals, elevating yourself, but if that's all we're doing, I just feel like it's a life in vain. Like, so I get here, and then what? I'm at that level, and then what is the purpose? Like, what have I missed out on trying so hard to get there? And a lot of people are disappointed. A lot of people get there and disappointed because they were so focused on that, they missed out on time with family. They missed out on and just enjoying the moment, having the time to enjoy the moment, because it's like on to the next, on to the next. And so that's what that was on my heart today. And I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know. It was just, it's bugging me because I look around and I was like, I don't know. I don't recognize this place where we're at right now. I don't recognize it because I'm like, I sit back and look and I ponder over stuff and I'm like, okay, so I get the six figures. I get all the houses, all the cars. But what does that mean? You know, I don't know. I'm more of a person that life is about more than just accumulating stuff, you know? And it's more about our connections with each other, putting out, you know, encouragement, positive vibes, inspiring others, just all the good things. And some people might think, oh, she's so unrealistic. What world is she living in? You know, I don't know. That's just me. Like, so, and again, I feel like we have gotten away from that. So yeah, that's what I want to speak on today, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and upload this. And if I get somebody that listened to it, then thank you. I only got one follower. If I only have one follower, I don't care. I'm going to keep posting my content because it's just, I don't know, just something I enjoy doing, right? Like, at the end of the day, this is what I enjoy doing. And I think that's it. Just do what you enjoy. Don't feel pressure to be anybody else, to be great, because you're great the way you are. Like, all of us can't be Beyoncé's and Oprah's. Like, nah, they rare. It's more of us than it is of them. So don't forget that. Don't feel like you got to be part of that whole thing out there that's really, it's just kind of unrealistic, you know? I mean, and I'm not saying, again, it's great if you can do it, but just don't feel the pressure that you have to do it. That's all. But thank you guys for joining me, and I will see you next time.